Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to r/entitledparents, where this stupid mother decides it would be a great idea to change her baby's nappy in the middle of a cafe. Entitled Mum changes baby's nappy on cafe table. I'm sitting in a small cafe in a village in Surrey, in the United Kingdom, having some lunch with a friend. It's a wealthy village and has its fair share of 4x4 driving entitled mums and their kids, but this one really takes the biscuits. Despite the cafe having a bathroom with space for baby changing, the entitled mum of this story, having finished her coffee, puts her baby on the table. People around her are eating, and it's a small space, by the way. She then removes its clothing and pulls off a poop-filled nappy, which she puts on the table and then proceeds to wet wipe her baby's bum. The smell was atrocious. Other customers just shared horrified looks, and the young waitress just stood there and looked scared. I spoke up. I just had to. "You do know there's a lavatory at the back," I said, in my best headmistress voice. The entitled mum gave me a look that would curdle milk and retorted, "Why don't you F off and mind your own freaking business?" I stood up and I felt the red mist descending, which is a very rare event as I'm very laid back, usually. I really wanted to take that poopy nappy and rub her face in it. My friend pipes up. Now, she is Canadian, another mellow person, but the smell in a steaming hot small cafe was making everyone gag. Oh my god. "People have to go eat off that table. I don't understand how you don't get that," she said. The entitled mum then starts swearing and shouting about us being a pair of effing female dogs, etc., and her baby starts wailing. She very roughly starts manhandling the poor kid into a nappy. Roughly pulls up its leggings and it screams as she's obviously hurting it. Then she shoves the kid into its pushchair, knocks past several people's tables and seats, comes over to us by the door, hawks and spits a huge piece of phlegm onto our table. My face got sprayed on the trajectory down. Feeling murderous by now, I stood up to slap her, but my friend held onto my arm. Now, I did tell the woman that she was disgusting and should be banned from being in any cafe for her behaviour. She then raised her hand to hit me, thought better of it, and stormed out, forcing the buggy with the poor child in it into the door and taking off down the streets. And she left the poopy nappy right on the table for the staff to clean up. We haven't been to that cafe since. No idea why anyone would behave like that. Wow, what a start to the episode. Can you believe that? You literally have a baby changing room right there and you choose to go in the middle of a cafe. Can you imagine that? I can just picture it right now. Just this woman and her baby right in the middle of the cafe. Everyone else around just looking at them saying, "What are you doing, you strange lady? I'm trying to have a coffee." Imagine, like, you're sipping one of these bad boys, right? Having a little cold, warm drink. It depends if you have a frappuccino. The iced coffee. Right, you're having one of these, yeah, and then all of a sudden, oh, a smell of poo crosses your lovely nose. What a nice start to my day. Still might drink it though. And now moving on to our second story of today's episode. And you know what, guys? It doesn't sound much better than the first. Entitled woman demands I leave the bus because my eye is scaring my baby. For a bit of context, I was born after only 7 months in the womb instead of 9. Now that said, it appears the right side of my body didn't form in a fully correct way. It's not that I'm deformed and I don't even look human. I just have some weird characteristics in my right side of the body. Like a small birthmark, one of my fingers in the right hand always looks jammed, and the most noticeable, my right eye is a bit smaller than the other and has a tiny deformity in the cornea. Now, that being said, my right eye does sometimes go a bit to the right when I get too concentrated or too distracted, and I can't control it. It just happens randomly and stops randomly. I've also been told that when I'm on moving vehicles, my eye seems to move along with them. Like, when they jump or tremble, my eye does too. But I've talked about this to many medics and doctors, and they've all told me the same. No surgery can fix it, and an eye patch would only make my eyesight worse. I have glasses, by the way. Like, I cannot see. And by that, I mean that I sometimes can't even read big letters on the other side of the road. So, with that all being said, let's move on to the story. Here, where I live, when you reach middle, high school, it's the same here, secondary school, it's just basic and advanced or orientated, you no longer have PE classes at school, but on a club, paid by the school. So, to get there, I used the bus, and the ride there that day was quite peaceful. Just one whining baby, but that's not a big deal. But oh, the ride home, that was not as peaceful. After 15 minutes waiting in the sun, the bus finally arrived, and I hopped in, paid for my ride, and sat down. Just a few stops later, enter the entitled mum and the entitled kid of this story. So, I was sitting at almost the back of the bus, and this lady, who looked like she was around her late 40s, and her kid, who looked to be about 12 or 13 years old, came to the back. The entitled mum made a loud ahem noise, but I wasn't going to move. There literally were seats next to her. It's just that they were the one passenger seats on the right side of the bus. Naturally, none of us moved. She just huffed and sat down. The kid with her didn't sit down and just kept standing until the woman that was sitting next to me left. So he asked if he could sit there, and I moved to let him pass. Now, this gave him a good look at my right eye, since he was next to it. At first, he didn't seem to notice. But then, oh gosh. He just stares at me for a full 10 minutes with a "this is so wrong" kind of face. Then moves from the seat and up to his mum. At this point, he didn't even whisper. "Mum, did you see that girl's eye? It's weird. Is she disabled or something?" I pretended not to hear, since I didn't want any trouble. But then, the woman walks up to me. "Excuse me, may I see your eye for a moment?" Now, I knew what she was doing, but my stupid butt decided to look at her anyway. And then she saw my eye. "Oh gosh, disgusting. Would you mind not doing that so close to my baby?" "Doing what now?" I replied. "Moving your eye like that. It's rude. Stop it." "No, I can't. I would if I could." Now, this isn't a lie. I would stop it if I could control it.
"You brat, stop lying. You kids these days are so uneducated."
Now, the lady's yelling actually made the driver move to a stop and, well, stop and walk up to us.
"All right, guys, what seems to be the problem here?"
"This brat is scaring my baby. Just look at her moving her eye like that. You should remove her from the bus."
Now, I didn't fully hear the entire conversation, since the driver made her walk away from me to talk. But after almost 15 minutes of her yelling, kicking, screaming, and pointing in my direction, she just grabbed her kid's hand and stormed off the bus. The driver just continued without a word. This happened like 40 minutes ago, and I'm so confused.
Well, nothing really to be confused about here, pal. Just a crazy woman doing crazy things. Simple as that. Yeah, what more can I say? It's none of her business how you look. I don't know why she's even entertaining her kid saying those things in the first place, but then doing it herself. Crazy. What can I say? All I would say, OP, is just you just keep doing whatever you want to do. Try not to take any notice of stupid people like this and live your best life. Keep doing what you want. Forget random people like this. The majority of people wouldn't even care. Trust me.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And now for our third story of today's episode. I just wanted to help, but somehow I ended up grounded. All right, so this happened a few hours ago, and I really need advice. Guys, for this one, I'm gonna need you to get into the comments after I finish this story, because look, OP's in trouble, need some help. We need to help him out. Today, my mother was struggling with some tickets that she wanted to buy to attend a concert with her friends. She was complaining about how difficult it was to use the ticket app she installed. I overheard this and thought that maybe I could offer a hand. What a foolish thought. I continued to carefully explain what she must do when entering and told her that she shouldn't screenshot the ticket since it wouldn't work. She then randomly says that I'll have to attend with her, just to wait at the line and help her and her friends enter, then proceed to leave with my dad.
I was like, what? She literally has no idea. I'm in my freaking partials and I've been sleeping late just to get those good freaking grades that she expects me to. I was amused, thinking this must be some sort of joke. So I politely said, no, come on, I can't stand there in the line. I've got school matters that I really need to take care of. I'd love to go on in detail about my assignments and topics to study if you'd like me to. But she then interrupted me, saying, I wasn't asking, this isn't even a favor. I'm your mother. I was astonished by her response. I looked at my father, who gave me an awkward smile, meaning he wasn't going to do anything about it. I stood by my response and replied, I'm not going. My mother got angered by my emotionless response and continued to say, all right, you aren't going. She made a pause. Your father and I then aren't taking you anywhere at all this weekend. Now, they know that I've got one party and two friends' reunions scheduled for the weekend, as well as a dance rehearsal. I replied instantly, then I'll just ask a friend to drive me. She screamed, no, you aren't allowed to get out of this house at all. Then I asked calmly, you do know you're being unreasonable. Right? It ended in her basically yelling that she didn't want to see my face, sending me to my room. She left for the concert with my father a few hours ago. I'm not able to focus on studying right now. Even if I look really unbothered by what she said externally, I'm currently having issues with my intrusive thoughts. I find myself asking these questions. What did I do wrong? Is it bad that I refused? Should I have gone with her? Even if that had future consequences, I was really just trying to help. So guys, like I said, please do get down in the comments below if you can comment and give OP some advice. Were they in the wrong? Should they have done what they did? Should they have gone along with their mum and dad to help them get into the concert? Look, it's up to you. Comment down below. Before I even give my opinion, give yours first. Pause the video and go and comment. I mean, for me, the fact that she's even asking you to wait in line with her shows that she is stupid. Because why would you need someone to wait in line with you? You have the ticket. You, like, what's going to happen? It's going to be scanned, right? Why do you need your daughter with you for that? Are you an idiot? You must be. In my opinion, if you don't know how to scan your own ticket or hold it up for some member of staff to scan, you don't deserve to leave the house. Seriously, like, that's just stupid. Now look, my personal opinion is that OP did absolutely nothing wrong here. Like, you helped in the first place, and I don't even think your mum even acknowledged that you helped her. And now she's asking you for even more ludicrous things? No, that is just plain ridiculous. But yeah, comment down below, what do you think? And also guys, join my Discord server. There are about 10,000 people, 10,000 of you guys watching right now in that server. And that is where we discuss stories like this and, you know, give advice and think about what we do in certain situations. So if you do want to get involved in that conversation, the link to join is in the description. I might be able to put it behind the I button right now as well. And you know what? I'll pin it. First comment. Come and join the Discord server. Loads of people like you in there having a good chat. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. I really hope you have enjoyed it. Now, the other day I released r/entitledparents, the movie Halloween edition. If you want to go and watch that, it's a very long video full of great entitled parent stories. Check it out right here. If you're new to the channel, subscribe here, and I will see you tomorrow with a brand new video. Have a good day, guys.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.